Blog Talk Radio.
Obama will be saying that in November of next year. That was when I ruled the world. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. I'm back. It's been a great weekend. Very relaxing. Not much going on all weekend. I'm glad to be back. I didn't do a show on Thursday. We had the Marine Corps ball. I had to be present for that. I had a great time. It was really cool. I actually attended the ball that Justin Timberlake attended. And I was extremely jealous because Timberlake was getting all of my attention. Usually the ladies are all focused on me. you know, the young Marine general. I got a promotion to brigadier when I went back in temporarily, and you know, so I could wear the star, and it was really great, and I had a great time at the ball, but nobody was paying attention to me. Everybody was focused on Justin Timberlake, and there were a couple other well-known celebrities attending the ball. So this year, I had to take a backseat to all these other folks, but I still had a wonderful time. The Marine Corps ball is very special. I remember my very first Marine Corps ball. I was there's a ceremony at the Marine, at the ball, at the beginning of the ball, where the youngest Marine stands on one side of the massive cake with the Marine Eagle Globe and Anchor imprinted on it. And then the oldest Marine stands on the other side. The oldest Marine, the cake is cut by the commanding general. The oldest Marine samples a piece of the cake. And then the youngest Marine has his turn to sample a piece of the cake. And I happened to be, at that time, the youngest Marine present at the ball at the age of 17. I was a 17-year-old Marine. And the oldest Marine, who stood on the opposite side of the cake, had been a Marine longer than I'd been alive by a good margin. I remember that as I watched the ceremony where the youngest Marine was presented his piece of cake, and he just happened to be 19, and I was a good bit younger. I spent 30 years as a United States Marine. I really did enjoy the ball, and I enjoyed wearing my first star to the ball. Hopefully, you know, I'll get to stick around a little bit longer in the Marine Corps on temporary active duty, and you know, maybe I'll get another one. You never know. But thank you very much, Chesler, for the congratulations. I appreciate that very much. And that hopefully I won't have to, you know, tone down too much of my rhetoric, given that I have you know, some duties with the military once again. But I didn't do a show on Thursday, and I didn't do my customary Friday show. I'll be out of town, you know, this coming Thursday and Friday, and I'll try to get a co-host in to, you know, to do the shows for both those days. But hey, let's get started with what's going on tonight. You know, a well-known comedian and actor had something to say about a possible second term for our sitting president, our current president. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We'll be right back. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. The call-in number is 347-884-8500. We'll be right back.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's not enough. Cause I've been bragging and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. He be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and talk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta know. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of need a little homie. Wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Alive, living in the gangster's paradise. You're probably wondering, hey, what's going on? What's up with the rapping songs? Why is the colonel, the general playing the rapping tune? Is this a rap show? What's going on? Obama. Some folks want Obama to go gangsta in his second term. Yeah. Chris Rock, who I once admired as a pretty good comedian, sort of in the mold of a Bill Cosby, had something to say about President Obama going gangsta. He said, Well, you know, at this juncture, when President Obama gets a second term, he's going to do some gangsta shit that he really can't do some of the things he wants to do, because at the very beginning of his tenure, during his first 4 years, he pretty much is running for reelection. And during that time, he really can't do all of the things that he wants to do. So he really has to tread carefully, according to Chris Rock. So Chris Rock is pretty much is saying that when Obama wins his second term as president, he's going to do some gangsta shit. He's really going to get down and dirty. Now, frankly, I don't understand these things. You know, Danny Glover was once I looked up to Danny Glover and I thought, wow, pretty good actor, decent human being. You don't hear about any scandals coming from the guy. And then all of a sudden, he says these really crazy, weird political things. And then Morgan Freeman, who I admired a great deal. Morgan Freeman, well, I grew up with him. He was the conductor on the electric company. How many of you remember that? We grew up with Morgan Freeman. We know who he was. He was just the conductor in the electric company. A children's TV show. And he started talking crazy, saying some really bizarre, wild things. Didn't know what that was all about. What is going on? I remember listening to an archive audio of Elvis when he was young and just before he went into the Army. He was inducted into the Army. He was asked a question about politics. He was asked, what did he think of the current political situation in Washington? Elvis replied words to the effect that, well, you know, I'm just an entertainer. You know, I entertain people. I sing, I entertain, I do movies. My political views are my political views. They're not for public dissemination. You know, nobody really wants to hear what I have to say anyway. And, you know, it's a private thing. You know, I don't really get into all that stuff. Now, that was a class act. We're talking about a young 20-something-year-old guy, a young Elvis Presley. And even as Presley got older, he really didn't get too much into the political thing, except for when he visited Nixon in the White House and he requested a DEA badge, and he wound up getting one. And he presented Nixon with a nice handgun. Other than that, Elvis never really got into those things. He was the biggest star in the world, and he never really got into that whole political thing, never fell into that trap when folks asked him questions about it. What is going on today with these actors and actresses giving their 2 cents about the current political situation, never fully understanding that nobody really gives a damn about what they think? And when they do add their 2 cents, they say really stupid, dumb things. Elvis said that when asked about Vietnam. He gave a great answer. Beach Bomb had it right. Okay, it was okay. I have been corrected by my man Beach Bomb. I thought it was just before he was inducted into the Army back in the 1950s. Beach Bomb has it right. Thank you. Okay, Beach Bomb says in the chat room, Elvis said that when asked about Vietnam. He gave a great answer. That Elvis clip was about 1967. Boom. There it is. It was a great answer. He did not get involved in all that stuff. What is going on with these actors and actresses putting their 2 cents in to what's going on the political scene, on the world stage? Most of these guys did not even finish high school. Tom Cruise got to his second, maybe his third year of high school. Danny Glover, not a college man. Doubt if he even finished high school. Most of these guys didn't go to school. Most of these guys are simply a bunch of morons who are just barely able to memorize something on a piece of paper and then bear their emotions enough to say what's on the page. It's not even a real job. Marlon Brando had it right. It's not even a real job. It's not even worthy of much respect. An actor? Come on. If one of the greatest actors of all time, Marlon Brando, could say that, maybe Beach Bum will correct me on that one too. But Marlon Brando did not pretty much didn't respect his own profession, because it's not that big of a deal. It can't be that hard. I mean, I act every single day. In fact, when I became a young second lieutenant in the Marine Corps after being an enlisted Marine, I had no idea how to be a Marine officer. I was 20 years old when I got my commission. I had no idea how to be a Marine. So I decided that I was going to act the part. And to act the part, I took one part Captain Kirk and one part the lieutenant from the series The Lieutenant, which was one of the first series produced and written by Gene Roddenberry. I don't know if anybody remembers that series called The Lieutenant back in the early 60s. And I decided I was going to be both those guys, and maybe that would get me through my first 18 months as a Marine and at least get me to first lieutenant without any harm. And I managed to pull it off. So, well, at least Beach Bum is not a Brando expert, so I might have gotten away with a bit of a paraphrasing there with regard to Brando. But he pretty much said that, because I just listened to his bio on an audio book recently, so I think I've gotten that one right. But still, we've got Chris Rock saying that the president needs to do some gangsta shit. Forgive my language. Why would an actor or an actress even want something like that? We had Woody Allen earlier in Barack Obama's tenure suggesting that he should have dictatorial powers in order to get things done. Haven't we seen that already? Haven't we seen these dictatorial powers in order to get things done? Mussolini made the trains run on time, dictatorial powers. Stalin, dictatorial powers in order to get things done. Hitler, dictatorial powers in order to get things done. How did that work out? No, it didn't really work out, did it? So Chris Rock sticks to the whole comedian, funny, you know, everybody hates Chris stuff, the good hair movies, all that, and leave the real political thinking to people with some brains in their heads. I understand that you grew up in a two-parent household, you're pretty well grounded, but, you know, and you're a fairly intelligent young man. I like you, Chris, but you're an idiot when it comes to politics. Just shut up, act, tell funny jokes, and move on down the road, because the silliness really has to stop. Now, before we really get into what's really going on these days, I want to say that Herman Cain's wife came out and stood by her man. Yes, she did. She came out and stood by her man, and she gave a pretty convincing argument. I really enjoyed what she had to say. And so hopefully we can put this whole thing to rest with Herman Cain and his issues. One more thing. I got my copy, my Blu-ray copy of Atlas Shrugged, the movie. Now, the novel is pretty thick, and it's pretty long, and it goes into some great detail. The part one of a three-part movie was pretty good, and it was interesting that in the movie, for those of you who have not yet read Atlas Shrugged, we got to the point in the movie where no person, no corporation, no company could own more than one business for fear of a monopoly or being able to have too much. So characters in the movie who had maybe two or three, four different companies had to sell all but one of their companies in order to conduct business. The government had decided that no man could have more than one company for fear of their having an unfair advantage in the marketplace. Does anybody agree with that? Because it seems to me that we're kind of heading down that road right now where there are those who have more than one company or, quote, too big to fail, end quote, and the government is deciding that some of these companies need to be broken up, the antitrust laws and all that. So I urge you to get yourself a copy of the movie Atlas Shrugged. There are those who are saying that the movie's low budget and that it wasn't very good, but having read the novel three times already, listened to it one time on audiobook, still listening to the middle section of the audiobook version, it's pretty good. And you will come away, if you care anything about the free market system and the way that this country is going, you'll see that Ayn Rand was absolutely right. She had it nailed down. And the movie expresses that in no uncertain terms. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and then we'll get right into what's going on with our gangster president.
Every Tuesday and Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the Wahoo Media Network. Learn more at waaumedia.com.
I just want to slap a hippie or two. Maybe make him get jobs.
Listen to Insane Government and continue to listen on the WOW Radio Network, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen to the Dr. C. Robert Jones Conservative Report, weekdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the WOW Radio Network.
Dog. And here's why.
Let's get together this weekend. Hello, I'm Tess Wimmer.
Anyway, your caller number is 917-388-4977. We have been listening to Annie from Southern Sense, who's given us some of the benefit of her wit and wisdom.
Socialism is not an option in the roundtable roundup edition, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
On your weekends with socialism is not an option.
David from Stay Mad Radio.
I call in and I wanted to weigh in on the title of Mag.
Man, your show is right on point, and it's something I wanted to talk about for a little bit for a while now.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Socialism is not an option. I'm your host, Tesla. You're listening to the American Exceptionalism Edition. And we do have a fantastic show for you today. It's really a good one. It's part two. It's not your daddy's war. Welcome to Socialism is Not an Option, the Hot Topic Edition. I'm your host, Kessler.
The entire political process offends me, so.
Very, very interesting, folks. Another call on the line, and it looks like we've got Tony. Tony, is that you?
That's me, baby. I'm just looking at your showroom, and absolute amazement. We were there. I mean, we saw the bullshit that occurred back in the 60s. Man, I feel like I'm going back in time. Don't you feel that way?
Has been co-opted by all the leftover washout hippies of your generation.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. And their kids
pretty much
taken
over. You are old.
Yes.
Spend your weekends with socialism is not an option.
WWDB 24/7 Internet Talk Radio.
Excellence in Broadcasting presents Liberals of Genius.
Liberals of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. President of the United States.
President of the United States.
You single-handedly managed to choke all the life out of the world's greatest economy in record time.
10% unemployment.
No one else could have apologized more, spent more, or built a rat maze healthcare system from hell that only the IRS could love.
What were you thinking?
Thanks to you, FDR will be known as a conservative. Carter will look presidential, and Joseph Stalin won't seem like such a bad guy.
Joe was misunderstood.
So crack open a good book, sit on your butt, and help your buddies with a snowball's chance in November.
Mr. President, the one we weren't waiting for.
Having trouble paying your mortgage and don't know what to do? Introducing the all-new Freddie Mac Fannie Mae, where government lending just got easier.
Hello, I'm Barney Swank. In the past, did someone entice you to borrow too much money? Trick you into living above your means? Force you to lie about your income in order to get a loan? At the all-new Fenway Freddie Mac Fannie Mae, we don't care what you did or what you do. You deserve the American dream of home ownership.
And now, with our all-new free market loan program, you'll never ever be able to get a mortgage you can't pay back. We'll pay it for you, for free.
The government got us into this mess, and the government will get us out.
The all-new Freddie Mac Fannie Mae, where paying back your mortgage just got a whole lot easier.
I know a place that you can go. Oh, get your house and use it. Go ahead, abuse it. You can do anything. Go out and have a fling. I am the banking queen.
Don't complain, or you'll hear me.
All right, and we're back with the C. Robert Jones situation report. I've been told that I've forgotten something tonight. My exuberance of speaking about the Marine Corps ball on Thursday, last Thursday, Marine Corps ball. I forgot the introduction, so better late than never. Today's date, November 14th already, 2011, A.D. Beautiful Washington, D.C., the United States of America, planet Earth, third planet from the sun. We're back. The call-in number is 347-884-8500. Incredibly, our king and his gangsta government. Incredibly, he continues to boldly go where no other president has gone before. And we've talked about this many times, but it bears repeating. Apparently, none of the rules apply to our current commander-in-chief, the current occupier of the White House. Without consequences, at will, our president, your guy, the one that you voted for with that guilt, the affirmative action in chief guy, well, he ignores the rule of law. Laws in the Constitution, they're just in the way. It's just in the way. Because on the new slogan for this guy right now is, we can't wait. We can't wait for Congress to act. We can't wait for the rule of law. We can't wait for the Constitution. We can't wait for due process. How many times has he echoed this, we can't wait? Tell you folks, I'm going to tell you right here and now, what Obama is doing right now is exactly what he did with this whole, I'd like to bypass the Constitution. I'd like to bypass, no, I'm sorry, he didn't say that. He said, I'd like to bypass Congress. I'd like to bypass Congress, but we have something called the Constitution. We have something called the process. And then he went ahead and bypassed Congress. Then he said that, well, you know, those fat cat bankers, they need to pay their fair share. We need to have fairness. It's only fair, which touched off the Occupy Wall Street movement. We've seen where that's gone. Now, the new slogan is, we can't wait. We can't wait. So this whole we can't wait agenda is saying that I can't wait for Congress to do their thing the way the founding fathers set it up, the way the framers set it up. This whole three equal but separate branches of government, it's all so inconvenient. I need to be able to get things done for the American people. The American people deserve better. We need to go ahead and get things done for the American people. This blanket the American people deal. We can't wait. So the Constitution be damned. We really don't have time to go through the Constitution the way it's been set up, the way the frame, because those old guys, they really didn't understand. You know, the Constitution was for the way it was back then. Yeah, it worked back then, and it made sense back then, but we live in a new, more complex society. We live in a global society, and the Constitution, well, that's just inconvenient. It's just an old piece of paper. It's not even that important anymore. It's outdated. And the Constitution should be a living document anyway. This is what the Obama group has been saying over the last couple of years. We can't wait. So now the we can't wait mantra is supposed to give license to Obama going around the Constitution yet again. to implement his progressive socialist agenda. Let me calm down. Let me just calm down. America's first black president has morphed into America's first king, America's first dictator. All hail King Obama, or our supreme ruler. Do you think I've taken it too far? Have I taken it too far? Think about this, folks. King Obama has put together his royal court of unprecedented czars who only answer to him. His czars consist of people who have a socialist, who have socialist and communist leanings. Many simply do not like America, period. And King Obama's czars, without congressional oversight, set new rules and regulations for our lives, completely ignoring laws and the Constitution. It's one thing. Now, other presidents have had czars. Yes, it's true. And later on, we're going to go through the czars again of each president. I've done this on previous blog talk shows, how many each president had. By far, President Obama has the most. But most of those czars, well, they had an agenda that was pretty well balanced. Each and every czar that Obama has put in place is completely and utterly radical. Take Obama's science czar. He advocates sterilization, mass sterilization, in order to save the planet. Now, in my world, this guy would be put somewhere in a padded room and never heard from again. Just for that alone. I mean, in Jones Land, not the United States, but in Jones Land, that would be the end of him. Mass sterilization of the American people in order to prevent people in the United States and, in fact, the whole world from making too many more babies, because too many people on the planet pretty much destroys the planet, according to our science czar. Now, given Obama's unprecedented government overreach, when we vote him out of office in 2012, his royal Obama-ness, will he surrender the Oval Office? Will he leave? We've talked about this before. Tesla's talked about it on his show. When he is voted out of office, will he leave? Of course. It's a bit over the top, right, to suggest that, even though there have been some liberals, even some liberal government officials who have suggested that given the current state of America and the crisis and the challenges we face, that we should suspend elections. Not presidential elections, but congressional elections. That congressional elections should be suspended for a period of time because we're in a crisis situation. How there have been congressmen and government officials within the Obama government who have openly suggested that with straight faces. Meanwhile, displaying an amazing total disregard for the sanctity of freedom and the Constitution, guess who cheers on Obama on Obama's unprecedented lawless power grab? And this is the Constitution. The media, the liberal media. Most of the mainstream media are liberals promoting their progressive socialist agenda while calling it journalism. You know who I'm talking about, MSNBC, just to name one. A liberal black president candidate was their dream come true. Obama's skin color was a gift from the liberal gods, the ultimate political trump card. The left exploits Obama's black skin color as their weapon of mass intimidation, because anybody who doesn't agree with President Obama or his policies is a racist. And any black person like myself who doesn't agree with Obama's policies either doesn't know their history, I've been accused of that, or I'm a sellout, or I'm a racist. Yes, I have been accused of being a racist outright, simply because I do not support a black president. Anyone daring to question or oppose his royal Obama-ness is forced to endure the liberal media's shock and awe battery of accusation of racism and violent intentions. Is it unfair to say Obama governs more like our king rather than our president? You be the judge. Obamacare was ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge. King Obama basically said, screw that, I'm implementing it anyway. The Defense of Marriage Act is the law. King Obama said, in effect, I don't like that law. Then we're not going to defend that law or its constitutionality. A federal judge ruled that King Obama's deep offshore drilling moratorium in Louisiana is illegal and ordered it lifted. Again, King Obama simply ignored the federal ruling. Federal immigration law is much tougher than Arizona's new law. The Arizona law says if anyone is stopped for a traffic violation or suspected of a crime, they must show proper ID. Right? All Americans are required to show ID in such situations. King Obama wants members of a special ethnic group to be protected from such inquiries. Thus, King Obama has declared that the Arizona law is racist and is suing Arizona for enforcing federal law. Is that ass backwards or what? King Obama views illegals as potential future new Democrat voters. And so when they're pulled over and suspected of a crime, such as being in the United States illegally, or perhaps running a red light, they're not supposed to be required to show identification, because to ask a Hispanic person who is potentially a committer of crimes, I don't give a damn if it's just speeding. You're not supposed to ask him for his ID. Moreover, King Obama, His Royal Highness, wants to force healthcare workers to perform abortions whether they like it or not. It's called the conscience rule. It protects health workers who refuse to participate in abortions or other medical procedures that go against their moral or religious beliefs. King Obama is working on rescinding that law. He's working on rescinding that law. So if I'm a doctor and I say that I don't want to perform an abortion because I don't believe it's right and it goes against my moral code and my religious beliefs, according to President Obama, I don't have that right. I must perform that abortion because, hell, nobody wants to be what was the word that Obama used with maybe if his daughter had a baby, he didn't want her to be cursed with a baby or punished with a baby, or worse to that effect. I don't know the exact verbiage he used, but it was pretty bad. If we've learned nothing else from the passing of Obamacare, against the will of 70% of the American people, we learned one thing. legal process be damned. Whatever King Obama wants, King Obama gets. Have I gone too far? Am I doing what my main man Rush Limbaugh is accused of doing, or what he says he does? Demonstrating absurdity by being absurd? I don't think so, because everything I've just said is fact, not my opinion. Let's not forget that King Obama, His Royal Majesty, fired the CEO and took over a private sector auto company. The king of Obama Motors fired him, told him he had to go. When does the president fire a CEO of a company? And what about King Obama's siege of the banking industry? After accepting TARP money, a bank chairman read the tea leaves of things to come. Government running his business and dictating salaries. He requested to pay back the TARP money with interest. King Obama denied the bank chairman's request and threatened adverse consequences if he persisted. Once the banking president took that money, he was owned by our gangster president, Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, and let's not forget the new Black Panther Party. Guilty of voter intimidation in Philadelphia, federal crime. King Obama refused to have Eric Holder press charges against the new Black Panthers. Now get this, folks. Because they are black, his royal enforcer, Attorney General Eric Holder, who is also black, told the House Appropriations Subcommittee that the new Black Panther voter intimidation case demeans my people. I don't even know where to go with that. Holder said that bringing charges against the new Black Panther Party, he said this at a House Appropriations Subcommittee, that the new Black Panther voter intimidation case demeans my people. Now, I was sort of under the impression that Eric Holder represented all of the American people. Who was he referring to when he said, my people? Why isn't that guy fired by now, by the way? Why hasn't he tendered his resignation? Why is it that the President of the United States can put in all these weird, perverted, lunatic radicals, and he's not being called on it? Now, imagine if President Bush's or President Reagan's white attorney generals said to bring these type of charges, whatever they are, against my people would be demeaning. Imagine that. But now we have a black attorney general who obviously has a big stick up his ass and is a racist, doesn't mind coming out and saying, number one, that America is a nation of cowards, but also that bringing charges against dreadlock, dirty-looking, filthy thugs, hoodlums, carrying big black sticks, standing in front of the polls, telling white folks, hey, it's our turn now. We've taken over. We're running this show now. Barack Obama will be president. He will be president. We're running things now. In front of a polling place, Eric Holder says that to bring charges against those morons demeans his people. No, Eric, you idiot. What demeans your people are those idiots standing in front of the polls carrying big sticks and looking very much like they need baths. That's what's demeaning. Holder went on to explain that the suffering of African Americans seeking the right to vote in the South in the 60s far surpasses the intimidation that white voters recently endured in Philadelphia. So much for any pretense of King Obama dispensing equal justice to all Americans. We're talking affirmative action justice. Very much like when O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of murdering his wife, Nicole, and the other young man. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I can't remember his name. I can't. And I do apologize for that. I don't mean to lessen, you know, his, you know, the family. But you know what I mean. So I guess since we're a nation of cowards racially, Eric Holder came into office with this big chip on his shoulder and decided that black folks were going to get a pass because of what occurred in the 60s and before. Now was payback time. It's payback time now, and it's time to dispense a little equal justice. Yes, Mr. Goldman, Ron Goldman, thank you very much. Whew, starting to feel bad about that. Ron Goldman, yes. Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman. OJ got away with that one for a while at least. But karma came back to bite him and took care of him. Will karma come back and bite Mr. Holder? Imagine Mr. Holder, once he's booted out of office next November, the new president sends him packing. And he goes out to the ATM to get a little cash out of the machine over at Bank America. And that same thug, that same hoodlum who obviously was desperately in need of a bath and a shave and a haircut, wields his heavy club upon Eric Holder's head and grabs his cash and runs off. One wonders whether or not Eric Goldman, I mean, oh, shit. I said Goldman. Eric Holder will start feeling like there's some equal justice going on. Yeah. Folks, let's be clear. King Obama is systematically taking control of every aspect of our lives. Cramming Obamacare down our throats was a huge step toward achieving his goal. Exempting themselves, liberals are notorious for making rules for us poor supplicants. Michelle Obama chows down on chili cheese fries, steaks, Philly cheese steaks, pizza, oh, and their favorite ribs, smothered in sauce, calorie-laden barbecue sauce, chowing down. Obama seen eating whatever he can get his hands on, a big plate of fried food, and yet we are being told that we need to cut back. We need to cut back on too many calories in our food. We need to cut back on the amount of salt that we have in our food, and we need to be told what portion size even we should have. The Obama administration has been directing restaurants to serve us, me and you, smaller portions while they're chowing their asses down left and right. Mrs. Obama's butt is getting bigger by the day because she's eating like a queen while she's telling us we need to cut back. And that's just one example. Obama, Queen Michelle Obama recently feasted on a high-calorie, greasy barbecue spare rib platter with fries, chili cheese fries. It was all over the news. Nobody called her on it. While simultaneously seeking to federally, did you hear me? Did you hear me? Federally mandate, regulate menus and portion sizes in schools, restaurants, etc. There are pictures all over the net. She's got a slab of ribs sitting in front of her with chili cheese fries. I'm starting to get hungry right now just thinking about it. The bottom line, our king, King Obama, is out of control. He's out of control. He believes he has a mandate to pretty much do whatever he wants. We can't wait. We can't wait for the Constitution. We can't wait for Congress. We need to take control and do our thing. We're going to do some gangster shit, according to Chris Rock. We the people must rise up with pitchforks of votes to end Obama's tyrannous reign as our ruler. America, as we know and love it, could be lost. In fact, will be lost if our current king is not put in his place. And by put in his place, I mean sent packing back to Chicago, Hawaii, Kenya, or wherever the hell he came from. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report, and we got to keep the devil way down in the hole. Obama has got to go in 2012. Thank you all for listening. Everybody, Beach Bum, John Gall, Green Time, Measure of Faith, Ned King, you, Middleton.
When you walk through the garden,
you
gotta watch your back.
Mad Southern Sense, swinging.
Well, I beg your pardon.
Help me, Jesus.
Walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus,
He's
gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. Keep the devil.